I tell tales about my life. Wow! Exciting. I tell tales about my life. Wow! Exciting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I tell tales about my life, and wow, how exciting that is. We can all tell tales about our life if we wish, and we can all have them be very exciting. And they are very exciting if we get excited about them. You know, we can have little adventures, and to us they are monumental. And we can have big adventures, and to us they are quite everyday experiences that are not too unusual. For instance, if you walk a staircase often enough, it's not interesting anymore. Your mind goes off to other things. Say, for instance, you are at the monastery here, and you're walking the staircase going up to the swimming pool. And the staircase is 4 inches high and 16 inches deep for each step, and it's just like floating up the stairs. And at first you want to count all the stairs, and as you count them, you say, well, now that's interesting. And you say, wow, I walked up so many stairs, and I didn't even notice it. I didn't even take a breath while I walked up. I just walked up so beautifully, so easily. And then, as you do these things, great and more wonderful things happen to you, and you say, wow, how interesting this is, how interesting that is, what a great experience I'm having, how fantastic these things are. And you see, as you say these things, you are enjoying them. But then you begin to walk up and down the stairs each time you go to the swimming pool. And then your goal becomes a swimming pool, no longer walking the stairs. And so the stairs are just a little thing, which at first were quite big and beautiful, but now they're just a little thing. And so now you're going to the swimming pool, and how wonderful the swimming pool is, and how wonderfully warm the water is in the summertime, and how joyous it is to swim in the swimming pool and to go all around and enjoy all the people there and all the sky and the openness, and so beautiful. You see, I tell tales about my life, and I make them exciting, if I'm any kind of a live creature at all. And I tell about my walk around the path here at the monastery. I walk around the three-mile path, and I feel so wonderful. I go up the mountains and down the mountains and in the valleys and around and through the hills, and it's just wonderful. It's not like Northern California with all of its giant trees, but here we have our scrub trees and we have our smaller brush and so forth, but it's all ours. We have 104 acres here, and it's just lovely. And as I walk around this, I say, I like thee, 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 I like me. And I look at all the plants, and I say, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like me, I like me, I like me. And the plants just smile back at me with such a beautiful expression. It's just a wonderful feeling that penetrates and permeates my being. And then we have our handyman come out and cut down some of the brush, and lo and behold, there's the ground, and there's the beautiful fields, and then when a light rain comes like it did this morning, and it sprinkles all over every place, just a gentle rain coming down for, oh, maybe 2 or 3 hours, just a gentle rain, not heavy at all. And then, now in the morning, as I walk around, I see little sproutlets of green coming up here and there and everywhere, where I didn't even know any green existed. And the little plants are coming up and saying, hey, I like this kind of weather. It's my kind of weather. It's moist and lovely and beautiful and just the way I like it. Well, the temperature is down around 38 to 40, but it doesn't matter. The little plants just seem to say, hey, I like this. I thrive in this beautiful, moist rain. And now the temperature is 43 degrees, and it's just lovely, just beautiful, just very comfortable and enjoyable. Wow, I tell tales about my life. Yes, and I went down to Africa. And, you know, you don't go to Africa every day when you live in the United States. And so when you go to Africa, it's kind of an exciting adventure. Well, I got in the airplane here in San Diego. Wow. And I flew all the way to, where did I go? To Atlanta, Georgia, I guess it was. And then in Atlanta, Georgia, we changed planes, and then we flew all the way to London. And then in London, I visited my friends there and talked at the hospital and talked with Christy and all of her friends there. And it was a beautiful experience. And then after a couple of days of that, then I went to Zurich and just to catch the plane to go down to Africa. And I went down to Nigeria. And there in Nigeria, I was greeted by Sybil and Sam and all of their friends and all of the students we have down there. And wow, they tried to make me feel just so wonderful. And as we started our seminar, everybody gathered around and listened so intently. The room was still, you could hear a pin drop. And I was able to share all the ideas on stem cells and philosophy and all the beautiful things that I love to talk about. Wow. I tell tales about my life, and it's true. And then, after each lecture, people had questions. They wanted to know this and that and the other thing. They wanted to know how they can apply it to their life and how they can make it come true, and why is it they have problems. And most of them are not having problems anymore because they're so new to the philosophy, they just accept it and apply it right away. And when they accept it and apply it right away, it works for them. It's exciting. It's really exciting. And you know, when you realize how people get around in Nigeria, here this big old country, it's a large country, and yet people come from everywhere around the country to Agabua's home in Oweri. It is an adventure. And they sleep on the floor, and they listen, and they watch, and they enjoy the several days or more that I'm there giving seminars, and they just think that is so wonderful. I'd like to stay there forever to give seminars, but there are many other places to go to and many other things to do. But they make me feel so welcome and so wonderful. It's just a great experience. And the food, my goodness. They serve me food that they know my tummy is interested in. And I feel fantastic with everything that they serve that I eat because they know what it is that I am really best able to digest and take. Because you don't go into foreign lands and eat foreign foods with a foreign appetite because your body is not accustomed to it. And so you just use good judgment, and so you go in with a happy tummy and you leave with a happy tummy. And boy, that's the way to live. Oh, I've done it the other way. I've gone into places and I tried the local meals at the local places and thought I'm going to be local. But hey, I'm not going there for that. I'm traveling the world to share ideas with people. And I will eat too, and I will drink pure water and do all these things too, but I'm going to share ideas. And the ideas I share are, you are wonderful, you are good, you are beautiful, you are fantastic. Put the cause in motion and enjoy life and enjoy all these things. Call forth that grand army of 10,000 brand new stem cells born every day in your brain and tell them what to do. Show them what to do. Tell them to get busy with your autonomic nervous system and operate your body in perfect harmony and perfect health. Wow, wow, wow. This is the way to go. This is the way to live. And it's wonderful. I tell tales about my life. And you know, when I was in Russia, the people in Russia, the many times I was there, just delighted in hearing the stories that I had to tell. Just delighted in hearing this. And then they said, yes, 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 yes. Yes, I believe that. And then they started practicing it. And they began experiencing results right away because they were fresh and new and open to it and receptive to it and applied it in their lives, and wonderful things happened. In Taiwan, too, we spoke to a number of people, and as these people heard what we had to say, they were just delighted, and immediately they wanted to work with us and become students with us, and they're still on our mailing list, and they're still interested, but they haven't done much yet. But they've listened, and they're applying it to their personal life, and their personal life is zooming. And I guess that's really what it's all about. It's really all about our personal life benefiting from the adventures that we have. And people who come into my life are certainly having an adventure. And they're certainly having a wonderful time learning new ideas, concepts, philosophies, and things that they can apply in their every moment. And as they listen and as they apply it, they get so excited for themselves, they sometimes forget about promoting the University of Healing. And hey, that's fine with me. If anybody wants to promote the University of Healing because they have gotten so much good from us, wonderful. If they are so interested in using the information they've gotten from us, the good that they've gotten from us, and applying it in their life, and they forget all about us, they forget all about where they got their information, hey, that's super too. That's super too. Because then they can take this information that they have learned and apply it in their world. And if they forget all about me, if they forget all about the University of Healing, and if they go off on a little strange tangent that sort of forgets us, hey, that's cool. That's cool. Be yourself and have fun. This is the theme, this is what we teach, and this is what we truly believe. So, if along the way you've had lovely adventures, great. If along the way you forget where you came from, that's great too. It's not a matter of where you came from, it's where you are and what you do with what you have. And that's the main thing in life, and that's the main thing for all of us to apply in our world. Be yourself and have fun. Forget all about the history. Forget all about yesterday. Forget all about who gave you this information, how you started out, and how you got to where you are now. And just fly with who and what you are. And you make me the happiest guy in the world. Because I see you unattached, untouched, free, non-judgmental, totally open to your highest and your best. And I say, go with it, and go with my blessings. For I love you. I love you. I love you.